from time to time I dream that I'm a manatee, undulating underneath the sea, unshackled by the chains of idle vanity, a modest manatee, that's me. I look just like a chubby brown bananatee as I nose along the cozy ocean floor, immune from human folly and inanity. That's why a manatee is such a happy herbivore. I'm a manatee.
You're hearing part of the sung version of John Lithgow's buoyant new children's book, I'm a Manatee, with illustrations by Ard Hoyt. The book is about a little boy whose fantasies are both aquatic and verbal. He can't get enough of those kind, wrinkled creatures short of becoming one. And on any given page of his rhapsody to these endangered animals, he has the reader swimming in vocabulary that will tickle and challenge. On one page alone, Mr. Lithgow weaves together and rhymes such delicious words as wit, sophistication, urbanity, dignify, and domain. I'll let you discover just how he does it. His urbane, agile imagination is one of the signature qualities of his books for children. This is his fourth, and his music for the whole family. There are now 2 CDs of terrific songs. And once again, he's come up with a funny, sunny, punny, honey of a book. And again, he has proved himself to be the only celebrity who should be writing children's books. It's Mr. Lithgow's birthday today, and true to his generous spirit, he's given his listeners and readers another delightful present.
I'm a manatee, I'm a manatee, outside the fold of boring old humanity. No difference between my face and vanity. I'm a roly-poly, jelly-roly, sugar-boly, heart and soul-y manatee. That's a me.